Good morning. Today we have a very important question, and that is when we daven the Shmona Esrei, and we'll start talking in shul, when we're davening together with the minyan, how should it be said? Should it be said totally silently? Should it be said in a way that we can at least hear our own words? Or if it helps us have kavana, can we say it out loud? So this is going to be fairly complicated, so we'll first put down some general categories, and then we'll look to apply the category. So bear with me, because there is a lot of complexity and detail in answering this question. So the first way that somebody could daven, in theory, is internally, which means he's not pronouncing words, he's not even mouthing the words, he's just thinking. That's in his heart. That's one level, level number one, so we'll call it bilibo, in your heart. Number two is that you are going to mouth the words, but nothing audible is going to come out. So even the person himself cannot hear what he's saying, but there is mouthing of the words. The words are being pronounced by the mouth, but nothing is coming out. That is level number two. And level number three is you're going to turn up the volume just a tad, just a little bit. So the person is obviously saying the words with his lips, otherwise it's not going to come out. And he can hear it himself. His ears can hear it, but no one around him can hear it. That is going to be level number three. That is called Mashmia Le'oznav. He is saying the tefillah loud enough that it's Mashmia. It can be heard by his own ears, but no one else's ears. And number four is going to be Omer Bekol. He's going to be saying it somewhat out loud, but not that everyone can hear it. We're going to define this as he can have maybe his neighbor hears it, but simply not limited to he himself hearing it. Others really close to him can hear it. And then we may actually add on a fifth level of somebody who's saying the davening really loudly. Out loud that people, not only his neighbor, but people in the shul, throughout the shul, could hear what he's saying. So we're going to start with the Shulchan Aruch now, and we'll apply those four to five different levels. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Hilchas Tfila, it's Siman Kuf Aleph, Seif Beis. And he says as follows, and we will continue applying those categories, L'lispala b'libo levad. Don't daven, and davening here is talking about the Shmoneh Esrei, in your heart alone. That's level number one. Don't simply be thinking about the Shmoneh Esrei without saying the words, at least mouthing it. Should not be b'libo levad. You cannot be on level number one, but rather, ela mechatech habedvarim b'sfasav. You have to at least pronounce the words with your mouth, umashmia le'oznav bilachash, and you have to hear your own words with your own ears, but quietly. In other words, not level one, but you should be on level number three, that you're saying the words, and you yourself can hear it, but v'lo yashmia kolo, but you should not be on level number four, or that other people can hear your Shmoneh Esrei. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying, not level number one, yes, level number three. He skips level number two. We'll have to get back to that. Level number two is just mouthing the words, but you yourself don't hear it. So note into level number one, yes, to level number three, pronouncing the words, hearing it yourself, but not loud enough to be on level number four that people around you can hear it. So now we're going to go through the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Hey. And he says as follows, Umashmiya. That is going on the words of the Shulchan Aruch, that you should be on level number three, that you should pronounce the words, and Mashmiya le'osna b'ndachash, and you should hear it yourself, being on level number three. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on that. There are those that write that you have to be concerned about what their Zohar says, sha'af le'chatchila lo yashmiya le'osnav, that the Zohar says that le'chatchila you should be not on level number three. You yourself should not be hearing your own words, but rather you should be on level number two, that you should be mouthing the words, but even you yourself should not hear it. So that is apparently what the Zohar says the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying as follows. We saw the Shulchan Aruch that says, don't be on level number one. You can't say the tefillah internally, but rather you should be on level number three. You should say it loud enough that you yourself can hear it, but nobody else. And then the Mishnah Berurah brings an opinion that says, but in fact, you should be on level number two because of the Zohar, that you should mouth the words, but even you you should not hear them. But nonetheless, he brings the Magen Avraham that there's no proof from the Zohar that you should be on level number 2. Rather, you should be on level number 3, that you yourself should hear it. And that's what the Be'er Hagra wrote, the Aftas HaZohar Chukah Shulchan Aruch, that in fact, the Zohar is like the Shulchan Aruch, that you should be not on level number 2, that you yourself shouldn't hear it, but you should be on level number 3, that you should say the words, and you yourself should hear the words as well. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds on that there are other Achronim also that said, Lechatchila, he says, Shari Achronim, the rest of the Achronim, say that it's preferable to indeed be on level number 3, that you should hear your words. And then he continues, but B'di'evet, if you're on level number 2, that you're not hearing when you the words that you say, you're still going to be yotze. So it comes out so far that the Shulchan Aruch is saying not level number 1, but be on level number 3. And then the Mishnah Berurah brings an opinion that says that you should be on level number 2, even you shouldn't hear your words, but the Magen Avraham and the Gra and many other Achronim say you should be on level number 3, that you should hear what you're saying, but B'di'evet, you would be yotzei tefillah as long as you're on level number 2. Okay, now he continues. The Mishnah Berurah is continuing in discussing the language of the Shulchan Aruch, who said you should be not on level number 1. Not level 1, yes 3, but not 4. He said, v'lo yashmia kolo, you shouldn't say it out loud. So the Mishnah Berurah explains why it shouldn't be out loud. So first reason is that we learn a lot of the halachas of tefillah from Chana. Chana, as she was playing for her child, she was barren and she was davening, and Eli HaKohen was watching her in the Mishkan, and the Navi in Sefer Shmuel records that her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Kololo Yishama. So we want to learn from her that we should be certainly saying the words, but the voice should not be heard from others, just like Eli HaKohen could not hear what she was saying. So that's why you should not be on level number 4, that people around you should hear. Don't do that. Make sure to say it quietly. And in additional reason, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'chol ha-mashmia kolo b'tfilaso, anyone who is saying the Shmoneh Esrei out loud, he is what is categorized as ktanei amanah. Those are people who lack emunah. What's the lack of emunah here? Because it's as if he whispers, if he's silent with the Shmoneh Esrei, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't hear the Shmoneh Esrei. So accordingly, that's why he's on level number 4. He doesn't want to be on level number 3. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't hear me. It's not necessarily that the person is believing this, but it's a bad sign. It's giving off the wrong message to people that you feel that you have to say your Shmoneh Esrei out loud. It gives the appearance that you're lacking emunah. It could be that the person does lack emunah, but it doesn't necessarily have to be the case. It could be that simply that person does have emunah, but it's the wrong message to people. You have to say it aloud. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hear your tefillah if you say it silently, if you say it that you're on level number 3, that only you can hear it. So accordingly, we have two reasons why you can't be on level number 4. You want to be like Chana, who said her tefillah quietly so no one could hear it. Eli was right next to her. He was either within 4 amos or right outside of 4 amos. It's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos, but we won't go into that. And in addition, the second reason is if you're on level number 4 and you're saying your tefillah out, you're ktanei amanah, you lack emunah, as if a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you don't believe a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to hear your tefillah. Okay, so now the Mishnah Berurah continues. And he says, v'kol hamagbia kolo b'tfilaso. Anyone who really raises his voice in davening, and it seems to be creating a fifth category, that it's super loud, really loud, hareza minivia sheker. That is mimicking the false prophets, shahaya darkan litzok b'kol la'avodah zarah shalom. They would shout out loud to their avodah zarah. So if you're on apparently level number 5, because he's talking about litzok b'kol, so if you're level number 5, that's even worse. Not only are you ktanei amanah, but you're worse. You pass that. That's if you're on level number 4, you're ktanei amanah. If you're on level number 5, you're magbia kolo, then you're like a false prophet. Okay, so that's where the Mishnah Berurah is so far. And then he continues and says, v'ayin bebir ki Yosef en chayadam de lechatchila, tzorech lispalo belachash kolkach. According to the Birkei Yosef and the Chayadim, you have to be so quiet. Sha'af chaveru ha'omid b'samuch lo, lo yayucha lishma. That even the person standing right next to you, your neighbor, standing right next to you, he's the next seat over, you have to be so quiet that he should not hear you. So we're talking about level number three. We're defining level number three now, which we said that's matshmiya la'oznav, that you should say it. Not only are you mouthing the words, that's level number two, but you're saying the words, level number three, that you can hear it, but no one else can hear it. That means even the person sitting right next to you should not be able to hear it. If you're having a difficult time having kavana, simply saying the words, hearing it yourself, and not raising the volume at all. Okay, you can raise the volume a little bit, so it will increase your kavana, because we need people to have kavana. However, and this is the key, ach shizaher shelo yatrid lachem, you have to be absolutely careful that you're not going to be hurting other people. Shmoneh Esrei. A proper thing to do is if somebody is having a difficult time having kavana on level three, because he can only hear it, but it's barely audible, ask the person next to you, not during davening, but ask in general, after davening, before davening, would it be okay if I raise my voice a little bit? And if the person says, that's going to be matrid me, that's going to disturb my kavana, don't do it. It's not permitted to disturb somebody else's tefillah. And that's absolutely critical. So just let's recap right now. We're saying on a high level, level number one is not going to work. If it's just belibo, level number two, based on the Mishnah Berurah, is going to work, at least bidyeved, that if you just mouth the words and even you don't hear anything, at least on a bidyeved level, that's going to work. Level number three is mashmiya la'oznav, that you should be hearing, and this is the ideal level to be on. You should be able to hear your words, but nobody else. But we just said, if you're not having kavana, then you could raise the volume a little bit and maybe even get onto level number four. Getting onto level number four, apparently, but you have to make sure that the people around you will not be disturbed. And if they are going to be disturbed, you can't do that. And now we're just going to go back now to the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch continues and says as follows. What happens if you're on level number three and you can't have kavan on level number three? You can only say it faintly and you can barely hear your own words. So then he says, Muta lagbil kolo, you're allowed to raise your volume and be on level number four. However, then he says, that does not apply in shul. This applies if you're davening by yourself, for example, at home. You couldn't make minyan, you're on a business trip and there's no minyan around. Alva b'tzibur aser. However, if you're in the tzibur, it's prohibited to be on level number four. Da'atei limitra tzibura, because you may come to disturb the tefillah of the tzibur. You are going to be disturbing people. Shmoneh Esrei, it should be silent in shul. Say it loud enough to hear yourself and no one else should hear it. And if you jump onto level number four, even if that's the only way for you to get kavana, you're going to be ruining the kavana of the tzibur. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, b'tzibur asur afilu lishmoa b'kolo b'miktsas. It is prohibited even to raise your voice a little bit, the kol shekein lahagbia kolo, and certainly to raise it a lot, for example, onto level number five, that is going to be prohibited. So even to raise it a little bit in the tzibur is going to be prohibited, certainly a lot, because we have to be concerned about disturbing other people's Shmoneh Esrei. So just to recap, because that's been a lot of detail, when we're saying the Shmoneh Esrei, and let's assume we're in shul, we're with a minion. Internal is not going to work. Belibo, level number one, is not going to work. Level number two, we should be mouthing the words at a minimum, even if we're not hearing it, that's going to be bidyeved. And lechatchila, we should be on level number three, that we're saying the words, we ourselves can hear it, but nobody else. And if we can't have kavana, we would have to check with the people around us, but if we're disturbing anyone, then we would not be permitted to go up to level number four. Even just to my neighbor, I can't disturb. That would be prohibited. And I would have to stay on level number three, only my own ears and nobody else. And Emir Tzashem, we'll all be able to have kavana and be able to apply ourselves in our tefillahs, especially coming into Elul and Yamim Noraim. And these are things that indeed we should institute. The key is to have proper kavana while at the same time not disturbing others and their kavana. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day.